The Secret Service came down on me, and they informed the Hamilton police. They said to me, you must leave, you are trespassing. I said, how can I be trespassing? I have a ticket. Give me an opportunity, I will walk out of here. I have no problem. Allow me to speak to the media, as the media wants to talk to me, and I will leave. They said, you leave, you get arrested. I said, guess what? You took my child, arrest me.
Sue Niederer from Military Families Against the War in Iraq was one of the speakers of the Speaking Truth to Power Community Forum at the Maplewood, New Jersey Library. She recalled the words of her son at the Baltimore airport as he departed to Iraq.
And he looked me straight in the face and he says to me, Mom, I don't want to go back to Iraq. It's a useless, senseless, worthless war. We're never going to win this war. I don't even know who my enemy is.
So Ms. Niederer, whose son Seth died in Iraq in February 2004, had thought that as a citizen, she was entitled to ask a question or two from Laura Bush as she campaigned last year for her husband's re-election.
You know, you want to put our children, the average normal American child, on the front lines, ill-equipped and ill-trained. Where the hell are yours?
The anti-war movement appears to be shifting gears. It has gone through mass demonstrations and elections issue campaigning. But the fight, it seems, is becoming more local, more grassroots.
Voting didn't work. They're going to steal it anyway. So if they're going to fight this war, then we need to understand that we can't let them have the resources necessary to do that. We're doing two things. One, you're not going to have these young men that you need willfully to fight this fight. But also we're protecting ourselves, because the other thing about America is that we're becoming a very old country. We can't afford to lose all our 21-year-olds. You know, what are we going to do if we're just going to continue to ship out thousands and thousands of our young men to die? There's not there very many more left that we can afford to do that in order to continue to be successful. And then ultimately, yes, I think that one of the biggest areas we do need to get involved in would be elections and voting. Because at the end of the day, there's only like 50% or less that show up. If I could just get that other half to show up and pull a damn button, we'd be in a different place right now.
Victor Paredes knows about citizens acting on principles. His brother Pablo, a Navy officer, declared himself a conscientious objector and refused to board his ship last December in San Diego.
We did not see a formal declaration of war from our government in any way, shape, or form. We did not see that the United Nations had chartered such an action. We did not see a need to defend ourselves, an imminent threat to us, because it wasn't there.
Remarkably, Pablo's court-martial gave a strong legal basis to the concept of the citizen soldier.
But we went in there and we made a big difference, because we were able to establish that a soldier or a sailor or a Marine has the right to discern whether or not his orders are legal or illegal. Because if we can try Hitler's men for war crimes, then it's only logical that we have to allow the young man to be able to make that decision. The military man is not just a foot soldier, he is a thinking man.
But the speakers also deplored the apathy of the public, and the anti-war movement has developed new tactics to bring their message to them, such as counter-recruitment dialogue in schools and campuses, and assisting students in planning a non-military post-education future. Again, Sue Niederer.
For the honor of the 1,600 plus, the 16,000 wounded young men and women, we need to get to the ones who aren't listening or are in the middle of their thinking period and need to be educated.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in Maplewood, New Jersey.